Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or my old co-host Dave Navarro would say, Numero Uno! We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Yeah. You can find us at all of those places and soon to be more. We also have our concerts coming up. We have a lot of stuff in the works. We just covered some shows this last week, hosted some shows. We had a good time. We start off our broadcast just to let you guys know with a little, you know, Jenny's concert rundown. Concerts we just did this past week since last Wednesday and or stuff we have coming up. Let's see. First of all, we got a residency now at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
Shout out to Petey.
We love you, Petey. And then we also have, let's see, last Thursday, we covered Katie Ashley at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go.
Yeah.
They played with another band, Biscuits and Gravy. Damn, they were good.
Right.
Shout out to Biscuits and Gravy.
They, it was 70s funk.
Yeah.
And soul.
Soul, R&B,
right.
Yeah.
It was like some OJs
stuff.
And some.
Very, very good. Very good. Reminded me of some of the old school stuff.
Yeah, they sounded real good.
They were really good. We were getting into that one. I don't think we filmed it, though. We should have. But we got there the last,
we got the last two, three songs, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But still, they were really good.
Yeah.
Katie Ashley, shout out to Katie. Shout out to Hector.
He has a lot of energy.
Shout out to Marcelo.
He's all around the stage and shit. That's nice.
Yeah. Katie Ashley has got high energy. But
hell yeah.
Shout out to Marcelo and to Hector as well. We had a great time. Thank you for the tickets and for us going to your show.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely want to see you again.
Yes. Let's see. Friday night, we had a lot of great bands. I got to get my book. You keep talking.
Oh. What do we do Friday?
I need the fucking books. Was at the Boulevard.
Oh, the Boulevard. We,
Friday getaway at
Vexum,
the Boulevard.
Vexum, I think, was there.
Yes, Vexum was. No, yeah. Yes, Vexum.
Yeah, we thrash band. I like them guys.
Yeah, total hardcore, like metal thrash.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Make fun of each other. Just kidding. Let's see. This last Friday night we had
the Boulevard.
It was Minority.
Oh, yeah.
The Montgomerys.
Oh, yeah. I like them.
The Los Angeles Misfits. They're a Misfits tribute band. They were really good. Massive Brain Damage played.
All right.
Anathema and Vexum.
Right.
It's six really awesome bands. Shout out to all those bands. Thank you for playing. Thank you to the Boulevard. Shout out to Mona Moon, Big Mike. Let's see. Sunday, we had Five Star Bar. Only one who got to play was Wicked Star.
That was Sunday. Yeah, that was.
That was a fucked up
that was
night.
Buzzless.
It's
yeah.
called the owner
double book.
Double booking the venue.
But we were first.
Oh, yes. That's right.
We got proof of that shit.
Anyway, whatever. Fuck it. Anyway, I got Wicked Star to play. They're a really good hard rock band.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony Richards and again Marcelo and Joe the drummer and all the other guys, Kyle and Michael. Mm. Don't ask me their last names. I'm surprised I remembered the first names.
Right.
What's up, dudes? All right.
You got a bedroom reunion now,
dude. So Wicked Star played. Well, I've been talking to Tony regularly, so I know him. And then Monday night, it was at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can get you guys at the Rainbow.
Yeah. Like
that was our first show there this past Monday.
Yes.
That shit was awesome.
Yes. We can get you at the, because they do metal.
Nice.
Sure. Yeah, I can do. I got approval to do more dates. Upcoming. So,
cool. Okay. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yes.
And let me know what works for you. They're always Mondays and Tuesdays, though. Is that a problem?
Mondays, we can
I mean, we could
make it work as long as we plug it early enough.
Yeah, sure.
Like, we're talking like May or June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah, like June would be better.
Probably.
Sure. All right, let me get some June dates and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Really great venue. I love the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco of Metal Mayhem. He does Mondays and Tuesdays. Isn't that fucking awesome?
I love that.
He does Monday. This is my booking book. See, this is like, that's I book cool. all the
Can I see the booking book?
Yes, you can. That's where I book all my radio and TV broadcasts.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Right.
It's pretty badass. I love that thing. I found it at the 99 cent store.
Shout out to the 99 cent store.
Shout out to 99 cent store. You need to pay me, motherfuckers, if you want me to. Anyway. Yeah. Monday night, April 1st. I didn't even bring up the fact it was April Fool's Day. I was like, fuck that, whatever. Legions. Legions played. Thank you so much to Legions. We love you guys. Chandler, Jordan, and Jesse. Shout out to those guys.
You guys. That was the best.
You were tight.
I've heard
that night.
You.
Oh my god, they were tight that night.
As much as I've heard y'all play on stage, y'all played the best this past Monday. For real shit though.
You guys were tight as fuck that night.
Yeah.
I think you sounded amazing. Shout out to Johnny Angel and everybody from Black Terror. You guys were awesome. You sounded great. Black Terror of the Codan. <He's>, oh yeah. He does all that shit. I'm like, that's crazy.
I like that. That was good. And then that
That's
last
how you
band.
Know you guys are under 20.
Right.
You get fat. Yes. Oh my god, how did you fucking do that? That's so perfect. Look, it's a dick and balls.
Listen,
I fucking love that shit.
I want to take this time to let everyone know we're done with music. It's just art.
You know, that reminds me of like Light
That's
Bright
you.
Like
you
Light Bright
that.
Shit. Fuck yeah, yeah. I'm going to see if I can keep it that shape for always.
Laminate it.
And then shout out to
funny as hell.
And then Sinestra Cabaret.
Yeah, I can't remember their names, but they rocked
the house. Were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You guys, shout out to Kareem. I don't know if I'm saying your name right, Kareem. You guys were awesome. You sounded so fucking good. You really did. And shout out again to Johnny Angel. Thank you, Johnny, for providing the back line on Monday night.
Yeah.
It made the whole difference in the whole world. It was awesome. All right, we got some shows coming up at the Universal Bar and Grill. Saturday, April 13th, Universal Bar and Grill. We're doing tribute bands. If you do covers or tributes and you're not going to rape us on charges...
No,
I'll give you some of the door, whatever, you know. It's cool. I'm cool, always cool with that. You get, you know, bring people in, you get some money. I love it.
Right.
But exactly.
Yeah, no rapies allowed.
I can't afford to pay you. I can't afford to pay you no $600 to do a show at the fucking Universal Bar and Grill.
And you only got 1,500 followers.
It has a 115 person capacity. I don't expect much. If you're a band that can just bring some people through the door, you get some money, and there you go. All right. And they give drink tickets, so you get one drink per band member and stuff. You know, that's always awesome. And you get talked about on our radio show. So far, we got Jane's Addicted. They're a Jane's Addiction cover band.
I like to hear that.
Love them. And then Wild Charge, they do some covers and some originals, and I'm cool with that. Just long, no metal, no punk, no thrash. Can only be stuff from like 70s, 80s, 60s, whatever.
Van Halen, maybe? Some Van Halen?
Van Halen, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, anything like Rush, you know, anything that, hard rock or easier.
Keep anyway. That punk shit out.
Exactly.
Right.
even though I love that shit, god damn it pisses me off. Anyway, I love metal and punk and thrash. Anyway, whatever. I usually start the mosh pits.
Yeah.
I did the other night. I started a mosh pit at the 5-star. Fuck yeah. It was only me and an Asian dude. But hey, we were going hard. We were going hard. I tell you what, it's just me and some little Asian dude. I love it. I almost hip chucked him. I almost hip chucked him into the bar. He's a tiny little fucker. I don't know. Whatever.
He came out. He was happy. He was smiling.
He was hard. He was having a fun. Hell he was having so much fucking fun. It was ridiculous.
He was headbanging like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, then Wednesday, April 17th at the 5-star bar, we've got Ryan Frankenstein, Mortis the Devil's Reject,
yes,
Darling Dead, and Sinestra Cabaret again. That's gonna be an amazing show.
Yeah,
and come out to our show, Petey's Place, April 20th.
They wear like costumes.
We're doing a 420 guys, yeah, show. So if you're a business who deals with 420 friendly yes, products, and or a dispensary who would like to talk about your stuff, hit me up, 818-406-1742. Again, that's 818-406-1742. I'm not saying sell weed at the goddamn place. I'm just saying if you got t-shirts with weed emblems, yeah, that's okay.
You have t-shirts with weed in there.
Well, maybe they can give free samples.
When's the show?
Anyway, 420, April Saturday, April 20th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. We got Caesar Cardona, Slug 45, LC Banks. They're a touring band from Detroit.
Okay.
We got Carry On and Black Sabbatha.
All right.
Fuck yeah. And then we got a lot of other shows coming up. Cinco de Mayo. I got Cinco de Metal. Cinco de Metal.
Yeah. Spanish.
Sunday, May 5th at Petey's Place. No, most of the bands are not Spanish.
Oh.
Blackstone Wolves are. Final Frequency is.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then we got Devang.
Ooh. Yes.
And Chasing Desolation.
All right. That's going to be a good show.
We just got a shitload of dates at the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park.
That's a nice place.
So hit me the fuck up. I got dates.
That's a nice place. Woo.
If you're a band and you play, well, they pretty much do anything. They're okay with metal and punk and stuff.
Are you in there?
We can put you on shows over there too. Yeah. Monterey Park.
More the merrier.
I mean, I know you guys are like, what, San Diego based kind of? Where are you guys?
Orange County.
Orange County? Yeah. Like, what part of Orange County, though? Everybody just says Orange County.
Like, Yorba Linda Brea area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not too far down. Monterey Park might be okay. Well, you know. Anyway, we'll work it out. Yeah, I just got a bunch of shows there, so. Yeah, so we could do Petey's Plays, and they have a good sized stage also for you, so we could actually work with you more at those two venues. And I have Five Star Bar. We can get you on some shows there, too.
Cool.
So I got options now.
Cool.
And I'm working on getting the CIA and dates at the CIA in North Hollywood. It's the California Institute for Abnormal Arts.
Yes. Nice. They got real dead corpses and shit up in there.
Yeah, they got mummies. Really? They got a mummy of a clown.
No way. That's
from the early 1900s and shit, man. This is badass. Oh, yeah.
Like, my friend just went to the Museum of Death. LA,
where is that again? I want to go to that motherfucker. Isn't it on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah,
ain't it?
It's like right
I still
there.
Need to check that out.
It's crazy. She was saying.
Oh yeah, you got to go to this one too. CIA in North Hollywood. It's on Burbank, up here in North Hollywood. Man, it's fucking crazy. He's got like mummy's paw. He's got like if you wish on that shit. You know, like when you wish on stuff and like it comes, you know, like bad shit happens though. It's got painting where the eyes, like people think the eyes move and shit and follow them. It's really some really creepy stuff. Yeah.
Halloween.
It's a museum.
Oh, okay.
And it's got like these bench seatings through the whole thing.
Huh.
And it's got like it's got a little stage in the front. I want to do a freak show there.
Yeah.
What?
Like people who swallow shit and like, you know, spit flame and do like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like I got a dude who, I know this dude who has people staple money to him.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fucking awesome. I like freaks.
A nail in his ass.
Yeah.
There's a chick. I know a chick that does that too. They're part of the Slipknot freak show.
No way.
Oh yeah. They do the Slipknot, Slipknot Fest.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. They do Knot Fest in LA every time they come here. Yeah. It's fucking badass. It's badass. She taps it. I have a picture of it.
Yeah,
she was tapping a nail into her nose while I was standing next to her, smiling like a jackass.
Yeah.
It was fun. I went to the Knot Fest pop up event they did 2017 in Hollywood at the Palladium.
I went
to that pop up event, and one of my friends won the two tickets and sold them to me for $20.
There you go.
They won a 2-day festival pass.
Right.
I got to go to Knot Fest and Ozfest.
It was like $80 tickets, some shit like that.
For $20.
Right.
$20.
Well, and then the cost of a hotel and Ubers and a bus ride there and back. And, you know, it does still cost money.
A couple hundred dollars.
All right. We are here today in the studio with alternative metal band Every Other Year.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo! Fuck yeah. I still think you should have won.
No offense
to the other band, whatever, I know, but, and I feel bad because I was the judge who counted the fucking votes, but dude, and you only lost by 4 fucking votes. I mean, I could have been a douchebag. I could have been a douchebag and skewed it and put it that you won, but that would be wrong.
That
would be dishonest, and I didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't blame you. It's all right.
Yeah.
It was a good.
I don't want to be that person that like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then that means you're biased and you're not full. You know what I'm saying?
And at the end of the day, it was a great show. Like,
it was a really good show. There was some really good bands there.
Yeah.
What, 9 bands?
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank my Satanic Johnny played.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Shout out Satanic Johnny.
Hell yeah.
Nuts.
I mean, I manage those fuckers.
They're fun.
I manage those fuckers. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They're good dudes. They're good dudes. I met that's how I met all the bands that I manage. Well, except for Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Three of the bands that I manage, I met through that.
Oh, really?
Through the battles last year, yeah. That was the Vans Warped Tour battles. They were finalists for the Vans Warped Tour battles last year. Last summer.
Yeah, 2018.
Mm-hmm. So they were really close to winning. They were so close. You guys were the last ones that were played too.
Did
y'all sign up for? They got a tour this year, a battle of the bands this year.
Oh
y'all
yeah, are you on that yet?
I didn't even know.
Hit up Nathan from Youngblood Productions. Hit him up. He's got battles, the right records battles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if you win, I think he's still taking submissions for some of the dates. But if you win the whole thing, you get like $1,000 or $2,000 or something worth of sound studio time. And it's down like near you, more near you.
Yeah.
It's like OC or something.
Okay, I have to look into that.
And then they have like you get a record deal with like Sony Records or something. Like it's like a big package you have to look at.
Yeah.
Check into it. But
definitely.
It's the right records
I recommend
battles.
It to you guys.
Yeah. No, especially just right now with some of the business stuff we have going on.
It's in Lake Forest, California.
Okay.
Nice. Kind of like southern Riverside County-ish, kind of. Yeah, it's kind of close to you, so you might be able to do that.
Yeah.
So check into it.
Yeah.
I'll tell Nathan. I'll hit his ass up and be like, bitch.
Shout out to Nathan Youngblood.
Bitch, you need to book them for the battles.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Get after him.
I think they're still taking submissions, so I vote for these guys to get the fuck back in.
Thank you. Yeah.
They asked us to be, again, to be judges for it.
Mm-hmm.
For the battles, but it's just so far for us.
Yeah.
And we don't have a car at this time, so it's kind of. I really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I would love to do it, but it's a little too far for us.
Yeah.
Without a car, it's kind of a pain in the ass, especially to get home.
No, I bet, yeah.
Nathan would have to go to every show that we'd go to, and we'd have to all travel back with him.
If he'd have room.
To Pomona.
He has people with him.
Yeah, if he
Warrior
has room.
Dave.
And- yeah.
Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Shout out to Warrior Dave. Yeah. We love you, dude. You know Warrior Dave.
Yeah.
Everybody knows fucking Warrior Dave.
Hell yeah.
If you don't know Warrior Dave, you need to know Warrior
You're
Dave.
You're not in the music business if
he's
you don't
one
know
of
Warrior
my,
Dave.
He's one of my booking agents.
Yeah.
He helps me book concerts.
Oh,
he brings me a lot of the bands that I get are through him.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. He's really good. He knows who to book. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's talk to every other year about, and let's look.
If you're just
the
tuned
art.
In,
if you've just tuned in,
we brought this special for
Jenny. Yes, dick and balls. you know it's not going to stay like that, which sucks because I have to put
it
at some point. I have to put it back in my goddamn fucking book bag, and that sucks.
Sorry.
Anyway, it is what it is. It's pretty fucking awesome though.
Hey,
I'm going to take a picture of it too.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of it too, so we have it for always.
Absolutely.
And that bitch is getting posted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you right now.
I worked hard on it.
That was awesome, dude.
Very
fuck
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk to every other year about every other year.
Oh.
Now, you guys, considering most of you are like, 19 or 20?
We're all 20 now.
You're all 20 now.
Everybody's 20.
Okay, and you were the last one to turn. What was your birthday?
It was March 19th.
All right, well, happy belated birthday. All right, so eventually, in the next year,
a year
you guys, within the next year, you will all be 21, so and then you can play wherever the fuck you want to play.
Right, right.
And stay the whole time and not have to get booted after your set.
Right, yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's
the only
cold.
Thing that sucks. Is you can go in, play your thing, but you can't go in and hang out before, and you can't go in and hang out after.
Set up, you know what I mean? Play, pack up, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Stereo Love had to do that, unfortunately.
Right.
I don't know.
I know, we ran into that. The guy who's now managing our band, Mike Dolling, got us a show at the Viper Room. That was like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And like right before, they were like, wait, are you guys not 21? We were like, no. Oh, am I too far away? Okay. And then like, just so it wasn't like that long before the show, they realized we weren't 21 and they told us we couldn't play.
Damn.
Yeah, we were all stoked. And we were like, all right, Viper Room.
Some
cool.
venues are like that. You have to be 21 or older. You know what I mean?
Next year.
But Petey's Place is willing to work with it as is like, you know, Pacifico Cantina and Five Star Bar and stuff like that are willing to work with that stuff. It's just you just have to like you can't come in before your set and you can't stay after your set. That's the only thing that sucks.
Yeah.
Y'all just the baby.
The baby.
So okay, so how long have you been a band?
We've been a band officially since 2014.
Wow!
Yeah,
holy crap!
First show, right?
2014
Jesus
first show,
Christ!
Out of the park pizza. But we've known each other forever. So, like, I've been playing with him since like third grade.
Jesus Christ!
We've all been best friends since like sixth.
Damn! So you're like child prodigies and shit.
Yeah. No shit.
So like before the band, like we were all just buddies, and then
that's crazy.
It was like one day in high school, we all realized like. We all play the compatible instruments, and we're all in the same music.
Yeah, why don't we just play
together?
We
should play together, and then we just played Red Jumpsuit Apparatus covers. And
oh, fuck
sick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
great.
That band.
And now we're here.
They're really good. I like them. I like that whole...
And y'all started so young.
Jeez, so you've been a fucking band for 5 goddamn years.
5 years now, yeah.
5 years.
We're old.
It doesn't even feel like that long.
It really doesn't. Like,
it doesn't.
No. Y'all having a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's been,
You can tell. Look at them
it's
on
the
stage.
Best.
Right.
When they're on stage, they're having a blast.
Yeah.
I told you.
They
got the highest score.
I know. They rocked the fuck. Well, they should have had. You know what I mean?
I guess out of all the battles that I judged and all the groups, you guys, I gave y'all the highest score ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank
I gave you a really high score, too.
Y'all was close to perfect.
Thank you.
I think I gave you like a 29 out of 30.
Something like that.
It was
I think I was like 28, 27.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I thought you guys were amazing.
Right.
You're really good. That's why I wouldn't ask you to play my concerts.
Yeah. Thank you.
At many different venues if I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Now, when we first started out, we just had the Five Star Bar and the Universal Bar and Grill. But now we've expanded.
Yeah.
We do shows now at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
I can get you in there. We have Petey's Place in Tarzana. I now have the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. Shout out to Ruben and Robert. What's up, dudes?
Oh, all right.
Shout out to Mark from the Five Star Bar. Fine. Shout out to Petey from Petey's Place. Shout out to Carl Crew from the CIA in North Hollywood. Shout out to Carl Crew.
He's such a cool guy.
You crazy motherfucker. I fucking love that dude. It's Thanks, a fucking Carl. Museum and a venue all in the same time.
With the dead bodies and shit.
That's crazy.
That.
It's awesome.
I like
you
that.
Are so awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
I love it.
It's the best.
Yeah.
He's got a story for everything.
With like a Chinatown flair. Oh,
yeah, it looks like, it's nice. Really nice. I like it.
Cool.
I like it. I like it a lot. So, let's see. They've played for us at the Universal Bar and Grill before. Mm-hmm. That was a great show.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
And you guys, even though you were coming from there and it was raining and all this crap, you still brought like 10 people or so.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had some people come out. It was cool because
it was awesome.
And the people there were into it.
Yeah.
We don't play LA a lot.
Yeah, we don't. We're
so and you down and here. You made $100.
That was pretty.
Fuck yeah.
That was pretty nice.
I mean, come on.
Out,
you got to have a good time and make money.
Exactly.
Right.
See, that's what we like to offer our bands and our people is a way to do something.
You know, absolutely.
Make some money. You know what I mean? That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
like some money?
Right.
Exactly. That's why I was telling these people. People go, "Oh, you're paid to play." That's like, no. I said, if you want some tickets, I can mail you some.
Yeah.
And you can sell them for your own price.
Yeah.
Just give us a few bucks out of it. You know, out of each ticket, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have the rest. It just covers expenses and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing a lot of people don't seem to get is that there are expenses to concerts. For the people who put on the concerts, like us, we do the full production. We do the you know, we make sure there's a sound person. We do the advertising.
Door
we book
person,
the venues. Right. We book it. We do everything. Plus, we run the production. We do all of it.
Yeah.
From A to Z. We don't have like three or four companies do this that part and this part. Yeah. We do the whole thing.
We search for the bars. And I hit all that. This is us.
I book the dates. I book the shows. I put everything together. It's a lot of hard work. It takes time. There's a lot to goes into it. You know what I mean? So people don't seem to get that. There's a door person you got to pay. So a lot of venues, there's a sound person. There's a, you know what I mean? It's professional. Yeah. You got to get, you know, there's something to it. Advertising, venue costs.
Yeah.
So you got to cover that shit.
Definitely.
But you also want the bands and people to make some money.
Yeah.
And that's what it ultimately comes down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've been a band for 5 years. Let's talk about you guys. What do you
what's your names, and what exactly?
Go from here to here and then tell you what you play and your name.
Who are you? My name is Matt Arsenal and I play drums.
Arsenal. Yeah. And no way, dude. My niece and nephew, Andy's that's name. Their last name.
Really?
Yeah. We're from Maine. That's crazy. That's crazy.
French Canadian.
Yes. Right. Are you from up that way? Are you from here?
Parts of, my grandpa's from, I think he's French Canadian.
So. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah to French Canadians.
Yeah. All right, French Canadians.
Hell yeah. No, yeah, my niece and nephew, my sister's ex-husband, his name, God rest his soul, RIP, Jamie Arsenal. He just passed away January of last year.
Okay.
So, but shout out, that was my brother-in-law, you know what I mean? So, ex-brother-in-law, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. But my niece and nephew, shout out to Jonathan and Taylor. But see, that's cool, so you got a good name. All right, and what do you play again?
Drums, and I'm also singing a little bit of backup vocals.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Backup vocals and some drums. I like it. Nice. Okay.
I'm Collins. Jordan Alexander, and I sing and play guitar.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Michael Stites. I sing and play guitar.
All right.
I'm Dylan Nakayama, and I play bass.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's a good mix.
Yeah,
and you guys play well together, and you're more comfortable with each other because you've known each other for so long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think that helps to make a band what it is.
Absolutely.
If you're not all cohesive and on the same page, it can lead to a lot of drama and a lot of problems.
Definitely. Yeah.
And it's better that you started off the way you did because
you're
bound to go further.
Yeah.
I was always friends first before the band stuff, and eventually it was just turned from we would just be hanging out playing music in his playroom to band practices.
That's crazy.
So, before it was even just, oh, we're gonna have band practice, it was just we would write songs anyway.
That's awesome.
Y'all took a band in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like it. I mean, this guy's been playing since third grade. He's been playing like third grade and shit. I mean, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Child musical prodigies.
Plays trumpet.
Play trumpet, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I played trumpet in high school, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, you need to put some of that in your music. Yeah.
I did.
Doing a little bit of that.
Yeah,
like,
no, like, definitely. The new album.
I did 7 years of flute.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice. Wow.
From sixth grade all the way to graduating high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I played all the basketball games.
Nice.
We played, you know, sports events, things like that. And I was in marching band.
Matt and I were.
Isn't it fucking nuts when you do marching band?
You're in the pit. You didn't march.
What?
I think I marched one.
Well, they can call back later. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm not answering a goddamn phone call in the middle of a broadcast. They can fuck off. Fuck off. I don't care who you fucking are. You could. I don't give a shit. If you're watching, you need to call the fucking radio station line at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Even
call
more,
us here at the station.
They would know. If they're watching the show that you're doing the show, and they know to call after.
True.
Yeah, they're
the motherfucker
watching calls.
So
watching
more than likely, it was more than likely it was one of those stupid automated dumb message things. You know, like if you're interested in back pain relief,
don't hang up. Oh, don't hang up. Okay.
It's called you can go to voicemail.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if it's one of my children, Samantha or Chance, or sorry. Nisha, or any of my, anything, you're not sorry. You can you should know I have a radio show today. That it's Wednesday, and you should call later. Okay. Now that we've covered that, and the other person who's silent giggles over here in the corner,
silent
she calls
giggles.
Me.
Yeah.
Silent giggles.
What's up?
Our resident blesbian. What's up, mofo? That's my best friend.
There you go.
She's fucking nuts. Anyway.
Silent giggles. That's
Hope you brought weed because, you know, we only got a nug left.
You only have one nug left?
Yes, dude. We need to make a run. What?
A little bit. Okay,
you ain't got... God damn it. I need more weed.
Well, we got enough. Jader. Enough for a Jader.
I don't like blunts.
We don't have. Anyway. I mean, you know,
I do. Blunts
took over,
God
man. I'm old, man. I'm 51 years old.
I like blunts.
Weed on. They didn't even have motherfucking blunts when I fucking started smoking weed.
You're smoking out of rocks and
all that coke cans, apples, all that shit.
Oh yeah, we used to do coke cans, soda cans, all kinds of shit. You poke holes
buddy,
in the top and then bake the car. Oh shit, yeah.
I had a buddy
been there, done that.
We didn't have no zigzags, man. He took some aluminum foil and rolled that shit and kind of hooked it in aluminum foil, and he had the top on it, and we took the pin and put little holes in the motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I've. Yep.
That's
I like. Oh, I went to.
That's
Vegas.
Ingenuity, though.
Yeah.
Like, think of it. Yeah.
All right. I want to play. I want to play some songs. What do we got?
Absolutely.
Pull that damn thing out. Let's play some songs. Start with one older, one or two older, and then do
new stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about the new stuff.
All right. Exactly.
Cue it up.
We're gonna play One Day.
Classic.
All right, what's it about?
Daydream.
Yeah.
Daydream's a classic.
Is it ready?
Yeah. Should be playing. There we go. All right. This is One Day.
Daydream.
Oh, Daydream. We're doing Daydream by Every Other Year. Jay's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
It was a beautiful day when that I would say nothing is coming our way. But that all ended in one step in the wrong direction. You saw their intention was to ruin someone's life. But now it's all different. You broke down inside, you started to cry. The tension in the room just started to rise. The blood was dripping down. Heat out in vain, it's just self-esteem. But you really gotta try harder than that. I'm not giving. Just a daydream away. How much more can I take? This beating heart is about to break. I'm telling you now, please don't leave me alone. Cause I can't take this goddamn world anymore. Days have gone by, don't wanna look to the sky. For a time like this, I wish that I could let this go, but I can't do that. My mind has gone too flat. Nobody else can feel this pain. Nobody else, you're just a daydream away. How much more can I take? This beating heart is about to break. I'm telling you now, please don't leave me alone. Cause I can't take this goddamn world.
just a daydream away. How much more can I take? This beating heart is about to break. I'm telling you now, please don't leave me alone, 'cause I can't take this goddamn world anymore. Just a daydream away.
Hold on, they're going to do one more song. Which one are we doing?
One Day.
Okay, we're going to do One Day. All right, every other year, One Day. Here we go.
Yeah, man.
And every single time he uses, you say that you'll always love him. My trash will die, you'll die. And every night you woke from crying, I know that deep inside you're dying. Lacerations on your wrist bleed now, they'll be gone one day. Cause you're gone.
Fuck yeah, that was awesome. That was your first album.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that called?
The song?
No,
the
let everybody know the names of the songs as
that was
well
one
as
day off of our first album, First Light.
Okay. All right. And the first song was again Daydream.
That was Daydream. Okay. You can find that on Spotify, iTunes,
Apple Music,
cool.
YouTube. We have a couple videos out.
So you got two? This will be your second album.
This will be our second full length album.
Second full length album.
Second album. The first one was an EP.
Okay, yeah. So you did an EP first. How many songs on the EP?
Six.
Okay.
Six.
Six or less is an EP. Yeah. Seven or more is an album. Yeah.
Yeah, that was six. The new album will be 11.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. So let's talk about what do you want to talk about as far as the new album goes? What can you talk about?
We can just say we're very, very excited. Yeah. We can tell you about who we worked with. So we did the album with Mike Doling from Snot and
Dave
Portman from Ugly Kid Joe.
Rock on.
And they co-produced the album. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out.
You guys.
Shout out.
And Mike Doling will now be as
your manager.
Yeah, he's gonna continue.
Nice, that's wonderful.
So.
Snot's a great band. Snot's a great band.
Yeah, yes. Super talented.
That's an Ugly Kid Joe. Hell yeah, those are good people to be associated with.
Oh, yeah, they were awesome dudes.
Now, you were saying something about possibly being in talks with some different labels.
So right now, yeah, we've been doing some shopping around with the record before, just because Mikey's been in communication with Geffen Records. Like
nice
said, with and Rise Against a little bit.
Snot signed by.
Yeah, who is Snot is signed by.
Nice.
And then Warner Brothers, Sony Music.
A bunch.
Nice.
Fueled by Ramen. There's a handful of those that we're looking to shop the record towards.
Yeah. But I really think that you guys are talented enough to
do that.
Thank you. So I'd be honored for you to play one of our upcoming shows.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, like, I mean.
Love it.
I told, I wanted to get you in the Rainbow. Rainbow Bar Gill. They're world famous. That's
a really famous venue.
You know, so I'd love to get you in there, if you know, as long as your manager's okay with it.
Yeah,
I know you got all this stuff going on now. You're like, I was saying during while the song was playing, I said, pretty soon I won't be able to afford you guys anymore.
We'll always be back.
I'm like, no, but I love you.
Yeah,
I love you.
No,
you guys are awesome.
But yeah, it was a real great experience doing
that's
the whole
good.
Record. Super excited to get it out.
And do you have a possible release date you're looking at ish? Kind of? No?
Not yet.
No? Are you? Do you have the songs already recorded?
Yep, yeah. Songs are recorded. They're in the process of being mixed right now.
Okay, good.
And all the
cool.
Mastering and all that.
Nice.
Okay. So it's not done, but our side is done.
Yeah, our
side,
we're
just chilling
now.
We're out of the studio. When did we go in the studio?
We were in the studio in
January
for like 2.5 weeks. And
pretty much
through
no.
New Year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
New
Year's
Day. New
Year's
Eve.
We started New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I think we were going to start. And then we were in there for like 2.5 weeks.
Dang.
10-hour days.
Yep. Damn.
2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Grinded through it.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Incredible, yeah.
A lot of people don't seem to realize everything that goes into doing this. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, for those 2 weeks.
You guys are tight, though, when you play.
Thank you.
You're very cohesive. You're very tight when you're on when you play. That's one of the things I loved your level of professionalism.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
and
you
your
so
stage presence was amazing.
Yeah.
You talk to the crowd, try to get the crowd engaged. But you
that's
try, but you
important.
Actually, that's a big part of it, is getting the crowd engaged.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why we're there.
If you just stand there and play.
Exactly.
And you don't do anything like, hey, everybody, you know, like you try to get people pumped up, try to get something going. I don't
people
like being. Yes, people want
to
see a show. People don't want to just stand there and be boring and
they
shit.
They could just listen to your record.
If they wanted to, they could just put the.
Yeah, but he's on. But he's Eric Clapton.
He's Eric Clapton, different.
That's fucking Eric Clapton.
Are you Eric Clapton?
That is fucking Eric Clapton. It's Eric Clapton.
Yeah, no, we're super excited. And working with Dave Fortman, who, like we were saying earlier, he did Evanescence, Simple Plan.
Oh, God.
We FaceTimed
great
with,
stuff.
With the bass player.
The bass player, Simple Plan, for a while.
Oh, wow.
He did Slipknot.
Oh, yeah. I love Slipknot.
That guy's crazy, though.
Evanescence, all those bands are great. Yeah, I've heard that name.
He's a
guy. Yeah. Ever see Steve Martin's bits? He goes, oh, wild and crazy guy.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
I love that shit. That's old school.
Yeah, no, it was a really good time. We're very, very excited to get it out and share what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been kind of quiet
for
a really long time.
Damn, we've already had 13 shares on this.
Oh, cool.
Hey.
That's a share number 14. Here we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Keep now, sharing. Is there anything you can actually play from the
teaser? A little taste.
Okay, they're gonna do a little teaser for you, just a little piece of one of the songs, so that way you're more apt to want to go and buy the album and listen when it comes out.
And we're really excited to announce the album art. We've been working really hard on the artwork. It's a concept record.
It's a concept record.
Yeah.
You're trying to say we're a bunch of dicks?
Yeah. Basically, is what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Should be the album cover. It could be like hologram. So when you turn it, then the dick goes to gray and the outside's
rainbow. It's like that paint on the cars.
Exactly,
it's like that paint on cars that every angle you look at it, it looks like a different color. I want that. I want that for my next vehicle. I swear to fucking Christ.
There you go.
All right. What do you want to play? You want to do what's the teaser?
Matt, tell him about the song.
Tell him about the song.
Called Ghosts.
Called Ghosts. And what's that about? What was the inspiration for that song?
Tell him a little song.
Just, you know, a lot of like.
We actually don't know. I've never heard this song in my life.
That's just crazy. Okay.
Just, you know, helping people. A lot of, you know, the stuff that we write is about self-help and stuff like that. Just getting, you know, the help that some people need.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so I like it.
That's kind of the big for this album, especially.
Yeah. No. The whole kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
Theme. Not, there's a good one.
Theme. The word, running kind of thing that goes through the album is a lot about mental, like you said, self-help and just mental health, anxiety, depression, that sort of thing, and how people cope with it and that sort of thing.
Stop talking about my life.
Oh my God.
I have four mental disorders and I'm on psych meds. Actually, I got to take them right now.
And weed.
Yeah. Okay. That's self-medicating. But I tell everybody all the time, the reason I smoke weed, the biggest reason is so I don't kill others.
Yeah.
And nobody needs me going on a murderous rampage through the city of Los Angeles because motherfuckers pissed me off.
See, that's what I've been trying to tell people.
So I smoke weed to, you know, it keeps me calm.
Yeah.
Keeps me from ripping
really
people's
does.
Heads off and shitting down their necks.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
I'm so shit
down your neck. That's why I smoked weed right before this broadcast.
There you go.
I'll smoke weed after the broadcast.
You
know.
We'll see you out there.
Yeah, hell yeah. We're down. Do you have any bands we smoked with outside of this place? Yes. Several.
That's great.
Week before that. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
But,
all right,
yeah,
what are we gonna play? Which one?
Play a little ghost. Taste of
ghost.
What are we gonna ghost?
Ghost.
A little teaser.
Ghost.
A little sprinkle.
A little teaser before
sprinkle.
We end the broadcast.
Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Jokes.
Whisper.
Every other year.
Penis.
Every other year, Jay's Real Talk.
Don't wait for the ghost to come to take you down from the top. I know it's hard, but you'll make it. Don't you forget about the memories that you've shared with the underground all around, all around, all around. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah. Right. A little teaser of Ghosts from the new album. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. It's much, especially with a full-length album, we had the opportunity to write a more diverse full-length album.
We don't even know what we're going to do with 11 songs.
Yeah. 11 songs?
That's a lot of songs.
I mean, you can do that. But, yeah. Yeah.
And, okay, and let people know what the name of the album is again. The
new album. You don't have an album.
It's a working title.
Everything's working.
Okay,
title
cool.
Right,
working title. So you got some stuff to work out.
Stay tuned. Follow us on.
I'm excited to put you at venues up here.
Thank
it's gonna
you.
Be awesome.
I know
it's gonna be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we got way better ones. Don't worry about it. I got you.
I love it.
I got you. Go to USC campus next weekend, April 13th and 14th, for the LA Times Book Festival. Especially go check out Desiree Duffy and Black Chateau Enterprises. And it's going to be, hold on, Books That Make You also are going to be there. Let's play a little thing of that. Hold on.
Books That Make You Laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
That was Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau and Books That Make You. It's okay. The mics were off. It's all right.
Oh, man.
But you can say what you said in a second here. We're about to end the broadcast.
These guys are funny.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you have a sense of humor. I love it. I fucking love it. And I love that you have a warped sense of humor. It's even better.
Oh, my gosh. The car
wreck. You remind me of my children. And I'm sorry you got in that car wreck and that sucks. And some asshole fucking ran away, ditched his own car and ran away like a douchebag.
Could have been much worse.
That's an extra charge.
Whatever your name is out there, thanks for hitting his car, douchebag.
Yeah, buy
and
the
running
album,
away
asshole.
On foot. Yeah, you better be supporting to the arts now, motherfucker.
You just on me
fucked
too,
up our guitarist / lead singer and it's not right. Anyway, I want to thank every other year so much for being on the show today. We had a blast. We had fun talking to you about the band and about how long you guys have been friends and just everything. It's awesome. I love the fact that you've had the journey that you've had.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Y'all too close.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Enjoy your gift. I hope.
Yes. I'm posting it right now. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
It's like the world record egg, but a rainbow peanut.
I tagged you. I tagged the band in this. Hold on. It's gonna be funny as fuck. And I'm putting it in my story too.
Jordan, who am I?
Who's that? That's Michael.
All right.
We love Michael. And his rainbow penis.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you got my rest in peace.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, I'm a rest in peace. I'm saying rest in peace for Nipsey Hussle. This was tragic. I know about the area. I've been around in that area. Everything he was trying to do was for the betterment of that area because it is impoverished.
He just reopened.
It's gang infested. It's drug infested. You know, it's not like I was involved like that, but I know the stuff that was going on because I know people that was involved with it.
Well, shout out
to
him.
This was real tragic that happened to him, man.
And all the things that happened because of it.
Right.
All the people who got shot, all the people who died.
It's rumored,
I'm not for sure,
that they went after the guy that's supposed to have done it, went after his family and stuff like this.
I heard about that.
Well.
Because all this is together in like a 4 or 5 block area.
Well, we'll have to talk about this more on next week's broadcast because we're already over our time limit. Right. Anyway, thank you so much to Every Other Year for being here today on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio. Come back next week, and I believe we have Solar Haze. Shout out to Andrew Bunsall from Metal Assault. Let's see if I can get you on some of his shows too.
Hey.
He does metal shows, and he's doing the Wacken Metal Battles.
Oh, cool.
So yes, next week we're gonna have Solar Haze, which is another weed band.
Yeah.
I love it. Cesar Cardona will be after that. Raised on TV, Chasing Desolation, and we got some other really great bands in the upcoming weeks. So thanks to everybody for watching. Shout out to Every Other Year and all the people who've been on our show in the past. We're out of here till next week.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.